Well, good morning and welcome to Calvary Chapel. It's good to have you with us. And if you have your Bibles, our scripture reading this morning still out of Psalm 119. You can look on the overhead or look in your Bible. But we're going to look at verses 105 to 112. And as believers, we live in the world, but Jesus said we're not of the world. And because of that, we're often confronted with the darkness of the world. Therefore, we never want to venture out without that light-giving Word of God with us. And that's what this portion is all about. So you can follow along. Beginning in verse 105, we'll go to verse 112 of Psalm 119. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. I have sworn, and I will confirm it, that I will keep your righteous ordinances. I am exceedingly afflicted. Revive me, O Lord, according to your word. O, accept the freewill offerings of my mouth, O Lord, and teach me your ordinances. My life is continually in my hand, yet I do not forget your law. The wicked have laid a snare for me, yet I have not gone astray from your precepts. I have inherited your testimonies forever, for they are the joy of my heart. I have inclined my heart to perform your statutes forever, even to the end. Father, that's really not only the psalm of our life, Lord, but the prayer of our heart, Lord, that we might do your word forever and ever. Lord, that we might walk in this life, Lord, as your word is a light into our path, a lamp into our steps. Lord, we thank you so much, God, for your grace, your goodness, your Holy Spirit that leads us into your truths, Lord. And we pray this morning as we worship you, Lord, it would be from our hearts that you'd be lifted up and glorified in the midst of your people. Lord, that your presence would be not only felt and sensed, Lord, but we know that wherever two or more are gathered, you're here in our midst. You inhabit the praises of your people. So, Lord, let us apprehend you in a deeper way. And, Lord, open our hearts to your word as we teach as well. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You can stand or be seated as we worship the Lord together.
He's coming on the clouds. Kings and kingdoms will bow down. And every chain will break as broken hearts declare his praise. For who can stop the Lord Almighty? Our God is a lion, a lion of Judah. Before the lion man. Father God, that is our hope, our joy today. And as we come before you, we know that you are returning quickly, Lord, and that you are coming for us. And Lord, we know we live in perilous times. For all around us, there is failing. There's hardship, there's suffering. Lord, your word tells us that we're to expect these things. We can take rest and refuge in you, our strong tower, the lion and the lamb. Hear this word from the psalmist today. Psalm 60, 11, 12 says, "Give us aid against the enemy, Lord, for human help is worthless. With God, we will gain the victory, and he will trample down our enemies." That is for you today, for the church. Know that God is your defender in times of need.
Thank you. Your presence
just become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Let us become more aware of your presence. Yes. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Oh God, presence, Lord. Holy Spirit. As our hearts desire, Lord. Fill us, move us, Lord. Use us this day. We desire more of you. We look to no other except to you, Lord. To you, our provider, our sustainer, our healer, the faithful one. Let's all stand. Faithful, amen. Thank you. When I rise in morning, when I rise, oh, give me Jesus. Oh, give me Jesus. Your love is amazing, steady and changing. Your love is a mountain from beneath my feet. Your love is a mystery, how you gently lift me. When I am surrounded, your love carries me. Your love is surprising, I can feel it rise.